And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 24th of September 2025. There are warnings of gales in Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High 40s, 1032, expected Skagerrak, 1033 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Variable becoming south or southwest, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. 40s. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast, 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Cromarty, 4th. South or southeast, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in Cromarty. Mainly fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. German Bight, Humber. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Showers at first in German Bight, good. Thames, Dover, White. Northeast, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. North or northeast, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Trafalgar. Cyclonic, 4 to 6 in far southeast. Otherwise, northerly, 3 to 5. Fair, good. South Fitzroy. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5 in west. Otherwise, variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain in far west. Good, occasionally moderate in far west. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Shannon. Southerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in far west, rain in west, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Rockall. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. Southerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in West Hebrides. Occasional rain in West Hebrides. Good, occasionally poor in West Hebrides. Bailey, south 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south or southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Faroes, southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in west, fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southerly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in south, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. South by east, 5, 24 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Stornoway, south, 4, more than 38 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Lerwick, west, southwest, 1, 16 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast by south, 2, 15 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. Aberdeen, calm. 7 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. Lucas, north-northwest, 1, 19 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. Boomer, west by north, 2, 13 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by east, 3, 1,030, rising slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic. East-northeast, 6, 11 miles, 1,025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. North-northeast, 6, 5 miles, 1,026. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. Northeast, 2, 1,027, rising more slowly. Jersey, northeast by north 3, 30 miles, 1026, steady. Channel light vessel automatic, north-northeast 4, 11 miles, 1027. Scilly automatic, northeast 3, 11 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north-northeast 2, more than 38 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Aberporth, southeast 1, 30 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Valley, east-northeast 3, more than 38 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east-northeast 2, 16 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Valencia, southeast by east 3, 27 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Rommel's Way, north by west 2, 16 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Malin Head, southeast 4, 27 miles, 1029, falling more slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east by south 2, more than 38 miles, 1030, now falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. High pressure will continue to dominate with a lot of fair weather and mostly lighter moderate breezes. However, strong winds and showers will affect the southeast of England at times, with strong winds in the far northwest on Wednesday and Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in Murray Firth. Mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 to 4 for a time, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in south. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 and south. Showers at first, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 4 to 6, showers at first, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time later in far west. Showers at first, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and east, becoming variable later, fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or southeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, becoming east or southeast for a time, 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man. South or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and north. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and North Channel. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 and east. Mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. And Shetland Isles, southwest 3 or 4, backing south 4 or 5, mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night. Jan Clark writes the same. I love it when you get to read out what the shipping forecast means to your listeners, and thought I'd drop you a line with my tuppence worth. Myself and my husband Pete enjoy listening to the forecast. We're originally from Aberdeen, so the harbour with all the tankers and boats was a major feature of the city centre. When I settled near the East Lothian coast, with lots of small harbour towns nearby and a view over the Firth of Forth. As a lifelong insomniac, she says, I could procrastinate to Olympian standards on my way to bed at night, but the 0048 promise of sailing by and then the forecast gives me my target to be tucked up in bed with phone or tablet at the ready for our virtual trip around the British Isles. I've also made it a personal challenge, she says, to completely memorise the areas for all three forecasts. Well, you've got to have a hobby. I'll sign off now by saying, if you have been, thanks for reading. Ihawa with belated birthday wishes to husband Pete. That's from Jan Clark. Al, it's always great to hear your stories of what the ships mean to you. You can always drop me a line to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that is it for another day here on Radio 4. For myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Ankur Desai. Donald Trump takes aim at Russia.
It could be that Russia is a paper tiger. I don't know what they are, but 3.5 years of fighting and killing everybody, of killing 7,000 people a week for nothing.
Speaking at the UN, the US president says Ukraine could take back all the territory it has lost in a major shift in his position on the war. A federal jury in the United States has convicted a man of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump in the lead-up to last year's presidential election. And Somalia's president says he survived attempts on his life and is a prime target of Al-Shabaab, an Islamist group affiliated to Al-Qaeda. And we celebrate the life of actress Claudia Cardinale, who's died at the age of 87.
They asked me to sign the contract, but I always refused. I want to be dependent and free. I don't want to sell my body, and I want to be judged on the acting.
We've got all of that to follow after this BBC World News update.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Donald Trump has described Russia as a paper tiger and mocked its inability to advance further into Ukraine. The US president said a real military power could have won the war in a week, and with time and patience, Ukraine could take back all the territory it had lost.
It's been a terrible war. It should have ended. Russia should have stopped it. But they've been 3.5 years and they've gotten that so far. So we'll see what happens. But the other side can fight too. And they've proven that. Maybe it could be that Russia is a paper tiger.
Mr. Trump's comments came after meeting Ukraine's President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN summit. Mr. Zelensky welcomed what he called a new closeness in Mr. Trump's position.
I'm not president of the United States. I can't tell you that President Trump will do everything what we want or what we need. I don't know. But he was looking positively on the topics, what we shared, and on influence these topics on their way to peace.
Ahead of his meeting with the Ukrainian leader, President Trump delivered a blistering speech to the United Nations General Assembly, telling European countries they were going to hell if they didn't stop mass migration. He said open borders were a failed experiment and accused the UN of facilitating an invasion of Western countries. The French President Emmanuel Macron has said he'll meet his Iranian counterpart Masoud Pezeshkian on Wednesday at the UN in New York, with Tehran's nuclear program central to the talks. He warned that stringent UN sanctions could be reimposed unless Iran allowed the International Atomic Energy Agency to carry out its work. European powers met Iran's foreign minister on Tuesday but reported little progress. A federal jury in the US has convicted a man of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump in the lead-up to last year's presidential election. US media say Ryan Ruth from